Welcome to the Morning Scroll. I'm Rabbi Dina Cowens from Mishkan Chicago, and you're listening to what will be a quick dive into this week's Parsha. If you've been meaning to brush up on your Jewish literacy or you're looking for some inspiration, you've come to the right place. This week, we read Parshat Ekev, a big ol' if, literally. We'll start with a brief recap. If the Israelites keep the commandments, they will be blessed and their enemies will be vanquished. Moses reminds the Israelites to destroy all the idols and idol-worshipy things when they enter the land, and then reminds them of all of the stuff they went through in the 40 years in the desert. He tells them that they shouldn't get so comfortable with their new wealth and comfort that they forget where they came from or they'll lose it all. He then goes for the gut, telling them that they're not going to enter the land and get all these blessings on their own merit. It's just because God made a promise to their ancestors. In fact, he says, you lot nearly boofed the whole thing by doing stupid stuff like the golden calf. But God had mercy, allowed Moshe to carve new tablets and make the Levites holy servants, which was good, so here we are. So he says, love God and fear God, serve God and be grateful to be God's people. God did a lot of miracles for you in the desert, he tells them, but in the land of Israel, you will be even more dependent on God than you've been in the desert because the land depends on rain, which God brings or doesn't. He reminds them once again that if they follow God, good stuff will happen, and if they don't, bad stuff will. And just as a reminder, conquering the land will be easy if they follow God's laws. So there's a theme here. Good actions equals good consequences. Bad actions equals bad consequences. It seems simple, except that it isn't really, because most of us don't generally think this way about our lives and what happens in them. There's too much suffering in the world and in our own lives for this paradigm to really be tenable. We have to, for our own psychological and spiritual sake, dissociate ourselves from the suffering that we see and experience sometimes. We cannot take it all personally, or it would destroy us. We would come to think of ourselves as failures every time something bad happened. On the other hand, the Torah is incredibly clear about the link, making our own culpability and suffering a pretty hard issue to dodge. Jewish tradition has a solution that I think is rather elegant. We read part of this parsha every day as part of the second paragraph of verses that we recite after the Shema. But unlike the first and third paragraphs, which are often said out loud, our tradition is to recite this one from this parsha quietly. Not because it's less important, not because we're trying to save time, but because it's a little unsavory to say this all out loud in community and not necessarily productive. Instead, in this moment in the service, which is about personal reflection and spiritual dedication, we chant out loud our commitment to loving God with our whole selves, and then we fall quiet for a moment to contemplate our own role in sometimes making the world a worse place. We don't hide it. We don't pretend that it doesn't exist. But after just a minute of being alone with this disquieting thought, we come back together to chant a paragraph about tzitzit, the physical reminder to stay close to God's ways. It's a whole spiritual journey in the space of one or two pages of the Siddur. Walk in God's ways as a community, recognize to yourself that sometimes you are responsible for suffering, and then come back together to be reminded that no one walks this path alone and unassisted. As we enter the pre-high holiday season of reflection, this is a spiritual journey that I'm going to try to lean into, teaching myself that I can handle confronting my own imperfections because I'm not alone. I have a community. With this lesson in mind, I want to offer a blessing to each of the individual Israelites who have sinned or made a mistake and who began to question whether their circumstances and their suffering were their own fault. I hope that they had the communal support they needed to confront their shortcomings and continue to believe in their own fundamental goodness. And the same to you. I hope the next few months brings you the chance to assess how you've fallen short and to surround yourself with a compassionate community who is also trying to be better. I'll see you next week.